This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. It is another beautiful day here in Southern California, which may not be such a beautiful thing. The average temperature in California has risen by 2 degrees over the last half century. That is according to a new study by NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab. And as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, scientists say that is enough to leave parts of the Golden State parched and brown.
The old joke about Southern California not having weather isn't exactly accurate. Things have changed over the past 50 years.
There is no doubt that the Golden State is heating up anywhere between 1.5 to 2.5 degrees, and that's a lot.
Bill Patzert is a climatologist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. He came up with the results with two colleagues after checking out more than 300 weather stations throughout the state. They compared temperatures with those recorded half a century ago.
In the last 50 years, we've had fewer frosts during the winter, and certainly more extreme heat days and more heat waves and longer heat waves all across Southern California. And so definitely the growth industry here in California is going to be air conditioning.
Besides the Death Valley Desert, Patzert found the hottest parts of the state were in urban and suburban areas of the San Francisco Bay Area and Los Angeles. He says in L.A., temperatures have risen by as much as 9 degrees at night since records were kept in 1878. And Patzert says while greenhouse gases are partly to blame, California's warming is due mostly to more and more development covering over the natural landscape.
That's suburban, urban, and agricultural growth. And so we've done an extreme makeover on the surface of California in what was dry chaparral. The heat that it would gain during the day, it would lose at night. Now it was lawns, golf courses, shopping centers, freeways.
If you drive north from Los Angeles on the 5 freeway towards Magic Mountain, you'll see the kind of development Bill Patzert was talking about. Here along the mountain ridges, there are new housing projects being built all the time, new shopping centers and new golf courses. Matt McKee plays golf at the new housing development where he lives in Valencia.
Sometimes we reach over 100, 105 degrees out here, and it's kind of unbearable, you know.
On the golfing green, one of McKee's neighbors, Rodney Best, says he's not so alarmed by the rising heat.
You know, it seems like at that rate of temperature change, you know, it would be another couple of hundred years before it really made a difference. Anyway, I don't know. 100 versus 102, what's the difference?
Back at JPL, Bill Patzert wears one of his many Hawaiian shirts and talks about one of the few upsides of California's rising temperatures.
I hear you're a surfer. So this heat wave might be good for you.
Well, you know, the ocean has warmed up 1 degree here in the last half century. The downside, of course, is that in the summer especially, with these higher temperatures and more frequent and longer heat waves, our air quality is really going down the toilet.
So Bill Patzert's message to Californians, lose those SUVs and cool it. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.